about doing tonight, man. They call me the Texas Fair Boss. You know what I'm saying? And I'm here to talk about love. You know what I'm saying? Love is a beautiful thing, but it can also hurt too. You know, also make you feel like you're down in the gutter, you know what I'm saying? But it also can be a beautiful thing. Now, any person, if the love that you got or that you share with your other half, if you have more good times than bad times, work on that. If you have more bad times than good times, hey, leave that alone. You know, don't kick rocks, move around, you know, because most likely, 9 times out of 10, your shit ain't gonna work. Me personally, I done had a lot of love that was bad, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, was sour, fake love. And it turned that bad for me, man. And I'm really just now really getting back on my feet. Cause I had to get rid of all that no good love. You know, I need, you know, people should want love that's sincere. Not love that they only show when you do something for them. That's bullshit. You know. Love. If you love somebody, you're gonna fuck with them regardless, man. Regardless of what they do, what they say or how they act, you know what I'm saying? Where their personality is. See, you're gonna love them regardless if you love this person. And that's called unconditional love. A lot of people don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'ma love you regardless, cause I ain't here to judge, you know. But that's just me. No, I ain't here to judge. That ain't my job. But high power. I'm just here to live my life and have fun. You know, make the best of this lifetime, cause you only get one. So, you take advantage of that stuff and make it the best that you know how, you know what I'm saying? And if you with somebody with that, you got that fake love going on, hey man, it's toxic, man. Get away from that toxic shit. See, I'm about good vibes, you know what I'm saying? I don't like bad vibes, negative people. Around negative people, then what you think gonna come to you? Negative shit. So you need positive shit, you know, to come to you. But like I said, love can be positive or negative, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you wanna come in with a sincere, if both y'all come in with a sincere heart, then it's gonna be a beautiful thing. But if not, then it's gonna be ugly. So, you know, love, it's all right. I really don't dig on it too much no more, not me. But that's just me personally, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying fuck love, you know, love ain't for everybody, but not me. Because I love this person, and this person did me bad, boy. This person was so sneaky. And what's so bad about it, y'all, she didn't have to be sneaky. Not with me, because I'm an open-minded person. I think outside the box. I believe in open marriages, open relationships, all that. But, you know, open relationships, a lot of people can't handle it because, you know, people are jealous and people be in their feelings. But I feel like if you in an open relationship and you secure in your relationship, then there ain't gonna be no problem. Y'all gotta understand it, it's not gonna be no problem. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't with that disrespectful shit, it's not gonna be no problem because you're gonna follow the rules. Now, open relationship, I'm with it. I believe in it. You know, I like that. But, you know, if you can't follow the rules, that ain't for you. If you're a jealous person, that ain't for you. You know, you need the old traditional one-on-one thing if you're a jealous person. Because open relationships and a jealous person, man, they would be whooping everybody's ass. I swear to God. You hear me? I swear to God. But if you're jealous, hey, leave that shit alone. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for the open relationships, open marriages and shit like that. You know, as long as you got that respect and y'all got boundaries and y'all respect them and y'all run with them, then hey, it's a beautiful thing, man. I was in an open relationship once before for a long time. For a long time though, I didn't understand the concept of an open relationship. I was doing things that I want to do without discussing it, or you know, I was doing shit that we had discussed not to do with other bros. So you know, I wasn't respecting the boundaries and shit. But now, I done matured and I done grew up. I do. I really do. I could really be in an open relationship and everything be smooth. I'm gonna respect the rules. You know what I'm saying? Because I done matured. You know, I met a female, right? And I met her and I went to where she was. Now, when I got down there, I told her, look, you've been down here a while. You done got established, you know, you got your own crib, you know, got you a car, got you a job, you know what I'm saying? You established, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to say to you is, if you got you a side nigga, I'm cool with that. Two things I ask you not to do to me with that side nigga is put me on the back burner and disrespect me with him. If you can follow him, say we cool. Y'all can go do what the fuck y'all want to do. That's real shit, man. And you should have seen her face, like, cause she ain't never had. I don't think she ever had a nigga come at her like that. So she didn't know how to handle it. It wasn't supposed to be like that. I think I fucked her head up a little bit. But every word that I said, I meant. Because, again, I'm with that open relationship shit. So, I got an understanding. And if we got boundaries and they respect them boundaries, then I can fuck with it. But, you know, it was. They was sneaky, you know. They was sneaky, and you know, if it ain't sneaking, it ain't fun. You know what I'm saying? See me, you don't have to sneak. I don't have to sneak. I'm grown, and if you grown, you shouldn't have to lie, sneak, cheat, none of that. Tell them what it is. They don't like it, kick rocks. You know what I'm saying? But you didn't do it behind their back. You wasn't sneaky about it. None of that shit. So, everything should be good. Everything should be good. But, you know, this person was sneaky and, you know. And I don't like being no sneaky motherfucker, so therefore, I couldn't deal with that shit. You know what I'm saying? It really made me lose my mind. Little bit, just a little bit, not a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it's all good. But if I ever get in a relationship again, it's gonna be an open relationship. And this person got to be honest. No sneaky shit, or we won't last. But since this thing called love got a hold of my ass, I say, ain't been feeling it because the love that I got wasn't sincere. You know, when you love somebody, you show them. Actions is your biggest voice. Even when that motherfucker whisper, you hear me? It's your biggest voice. So, in other words, you could tell me you love me, but if you don't show me, then I'm not believing shit come out your mouth. You know, see, because a pair of lips can say anything. Actions, it show that you really mean it. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people be bumping their gums, but ain't sincere about what be coming out their mouth. And when it's matters of the heart, you shouldn't do that. They'll fuck, you know, you'll fuck around and get hurt real bad. Yep. You don't play with the L word. If you don't mean it, don't say it. Y'all, excuse me. You know, if you don't mean it, don't say it. That's why, you know, and I had a friend of mine that put me up on something that I agree with. Now, it's a difference between love you and I love you. I love you. You sincere about it. Love you is just saying it just because you're used to saying it. That's my opinion, though. That's just my opinion. And when a motherfucker say, I love you, and you say, I love you too, you'll never hear me say that. Unless I really don't fuck with you. Because I feel like, and this person that put me on feel like, if a motherfucker tell you, I love you, and then they say, I love you too, well, they just saying it because you said it. And I don't want it like that. Because you saying it just because I said it, that's not sincere. Not at all. You hear me? So, when you tell me you love me, I want you, when I tell you I love you, it's sincere. Because you will say, I love you. And I will say, I love you. Not, I love you too. But, you know, somebody put me up on game with that though. And I ran with it. I've been running with it. Oh. I know I'm about to get off subject, but I want to holler at you. And I'm going to come back to the love thing. But I want to holler at you, you know. Now, I know I'm not the only one that heard this, but I came up with this theory from my experience. It's about the ladies. It's about the ladies and people that know me know. People that know me know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, it's about the ladies, and it don't matter what she look like. She could be big, fat, shout, look like she got hit by two Mack trucks. You know what I'm saying? Just ugly motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. It's about the ladies. And it's nothing disrespectful, ladies, so don't trip. Now, big foreheads and long fingers. Little foreheads and short fingers. And then you got the vice versa. You know what I'm saying? But the women with the big forehead and long fingers, that mean the big forehead mean that they can they got good pussy. So a big forehead, remember y'all, it don't matter what she look like. She can be a goo-goo monster-looking motherfucker. You hear me? But if she got a big forehead, that motherfucker got some good pussy. I'm just saying. And long fingers mean she can take big dick. She ain't running. She probably throwing it back at your ass, real shit. Now, the ones with the short, I forgot, my bad. Let me bring it back to the big forehead and the long fingers. The big forehead and the long fingers mean, big forehead, again, Good pussy, long fingers means she can take big dick. She's not running, she's gonna throw it back. Okay? But them kind got a side effect. Now, the side effect is the one with the big foreheads, long fingers, them motherfuckers is crazy. They will fuck your life up. Do you hear me? They ain't be playing no games. Now, I done been through it. Cause me personally, I like the big forehead and long fingers. So crazy, I can deal with. I just don't like to deal with it so much no more. Cause I'm older now. But anyway, the ones with the short fingers, the one with the short fingers and the little forehead means, sorry ladies, and it don't matter what they look like again. Don't matter what they look like, but the one with the little fingers and the little foreheads mean her pussy ain't so good. I'm sorry, ladies. And she can't take dick. You try to give her all that dick, you're going to have to hold her down because she running. Since she don't rock with that big dick shit, ow. Let you try to hide all that dick. My nigga, I swear to God, you'll never get that pussy no more. Man. But only half of them, you know, cool. I'm saying? But then, you know, you got the vice versa. The one with the little foreheads and short fingers. I mean, little forehead and long fingers. That means she can take big dick, but her pussy is trash. I always look for the ones with the big forehead. Short fingers, I could deal with that, but hey, dog gotta have some good pussy if you want me to stick around. I'm just saying, but, you know, and then I tell my theory out loud to females, and they be like, hey, well, I got short fingers, and I'm gonna be running from the dick. All right. Now, them kind, let me explain. Them kind is an exception to my theory. Why? Because I'm gonna tell you what happened. What happened was, you've been fucking with a big dick nigga for a period amount of time, and he didn't got you used to that big dick. So now, when I say my theory, yeah, you can talk that shit, but I bet you money, you didn't come like that. You had to get used to that dick. You was running, you know what I'm saying? But now, you been with him a long time, so he got that pussy pocket right for his fit, you know what I'm saying? So now, you good. Now, you can talk that shit. But y'all, the one that talk that shit, and don't be running with them short fingers, 9 times out of 10, you been with a big dick nigga longer than 2 years. And now you used to it. Okay. That's my theory. You know what I'm saying? That's my theory. Now, we're gonna kill all that. We're gonna go back to this love shit. See, I don't play when it comes to matters of the heart. Cause it's hard to recover from that shit. So, you know, cause I play all the time. But matters of the heart, dog is not gonna play with. Look, Mr. HSK the boss is not gonna play with matters of the heart. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. You know what I'm saying? Why? If I love you and I tell you I love you, I mean that shit, man. I mean that shit. Well, I just want to shout out to everybody to come fucking with me, listen to this podcast, you know. And I'm gonna try to do my thing, man. I'm gonna let y'all get to know me, you know what I'm saying? And get inside my head. And I just wanna let y'all know I'm a Gemini. I bet you motherfuckers say, oh shit. Yes, I'm a motherfucking Gemini. And I swear to God, I believe that is the coolest motherfucking sign, zodiac sign. Coolest in the world. We cold in a motherfucker, you hear me? But we always thinking. All the time, our mind always running. I sit running when we sleep, real shit. Anyway, you know, like I said, y'all gonna get to know me, man. I'm really a cold nigga, charming dude, you know, very debonair, you know what I'm saying? But check out my podcast, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be talking about, I don't know what we're gonna be talking about, you know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna get shit off my chest, shit that's in my mind, shit I think I should talk about and speak on, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, y'all have a beautiful night. This is Mr. HSK the Boss. Share my shit, you know what I'm saying? Tell people about my podcast, you know what I'm saying? So I can get this motherfucker, crunk, man. I mean, live, you know what I'm saying? I think the more people I have, the live it's gonna be. I'm just saying. So y'all come through, check me out, and I'll be back again. Probably tomorrow, because I'm off work, y'all. But normally, it would be at nighttime. I'm a night owl. Shout out to all my night owls. Salute to all my night owls. You know what I'm saying? You know, all the night owls, they daytime is our nighttime. And they nighttime is our daytime. You dig what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm gone. Everybody have a beautiful night.